Hello, I'm Clint Byers, the author of Tools for Transformation. My tools for transformation are designed to help you connect to your true, eternal, spiritual new creation reality that already exists within you through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now that you are a new creation in Christ, the kingdom of heaven lives within you and is seeking to advance through you. God's Spirit is continuously giving you instruction, wisdom, direction, all packaged in revelation. Revelation is not when God decides to give you information that you did not previously have access to. Revelation is when the eyes of your heart are enlightened. When the eyes of your heart can see God's instruction in a way like never before. This tool for transformation, called Wisdom and Revelation, is designed to help you hear the voice of God in your heart consistently and apply the wisdom and direction that He is giving you. You will find that the voice of the living God within your heart can be confused for your own thoughts, but when verified with Scripture, is consistently applicable to your life in every situation. I will walk you through a process and guide you through a reflective moment with the Spirit within you for the purpose of receiving instruction that you can apply to your life. Jesus said once His Spirit lives within us, that Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth. He will show us things to come, and He will remind us of the things the Father has taught us. The Holy Spirit is seeking to have a relationship with you through which He guides you into life and blessing. The Apostle Paul prayed, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, and asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge of Him. I ask that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know the hope of His calling, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe." Notice that this spirit of wisdom and revelation is in your knowledge of Him. So out of your knowledge of Christ, out of knowing what He did for you, who He is, and who you are in Him, flows the wisdom and revelation that you need to apply to your life. Now take a moment to find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Do not drive or do anything that requires your full attention during this meditation and prayer exercise. As you are becoming comfortable, allow your body to relax, breathing slowly and deeply. You're not forcing your breath, but you are breathing deeply and slowly. As you feel your entire body relaxing from your head all the way down to your feet, every muscle is releasing stress and tension so you can relax and connect with the Spirit of God within. As you are staying relaxed, breathing deeply and slowly, turn your attention inward where God dwells, where you are one with God. Notice how you feel emotionally. If distracting thoughts arise in your mind, let them go. Bring your attention back on God's presence within you. It's okay if you do not feel anything. Just acknowledge that He lives within you, that you are connected with Him, and as Jesus prayed, you are one with Him. In a process like this, it is okay to use your imagination. If your experience validates scriptural truth, it's real to you. Now we will walk through the prayer in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21, from a personal perspective. As I pray, and you use this time to meditate on God's presence within you, allow your imagination to form pictures of what Paul prays for you. I'm acknowledging God within, and I trust that He will direct my paths. I bow my heart to you, Father, the God of all mankind and all of creation. You are my Lord, my God, my Father, and my friend. In this moment, you are strengthening me in my inner man out of your very own glorious and unlimited riches. You have an unlimited supply of strength and riches within you, in your realm, in your kingdom. And out of those glorious riches, you are strengthening me in my inner man. Deep within my heart, I am drawing on your strength, on your grace, and on your influence. Slow breathing, deep relaxation. You are supplying grace deep within my heart, directly from your Spirit. As your Spirit strengthens me and influences me with your grace, I make room in my heart for Christ. I make room in my inner man for the power of Christ. I make room deep within my being for the influence, the wisdom, and the revelation of who Christ is within me, that He lives in me and He lives through me. I do not limit the degree of influence Christ has within me. By your Spirit, Christ dwells within me. His power is in me. His righteousness is in me. I am alive because He lives through me. All of this is true because you love me, my Father. My response is to love you back. I can feel love for you rising up in my heart as a fruit of the love you have planted in me through Christ. I am one with you. My heart draws on your love for me, like the roots of a plant draw nutrients out of the ground. I draw deep into my being your love for me that makes me whole. I understand and experience the love you have for me. It is planted in me and extends in every direction from me, making me whole. As I experience your love for me, my emotions are healed, my physical body is made whole, and my mind is renewed to my identity in you. I am putting on my righteousness that you have given me. This love never ends. You never stop pouring your love and grace through me. This love is better than any information I could understand about you. I am at peace. You are at peace with me. I am filled with your fullness. I am filled with your Spirit. I am filled with your love for me and for others. I am complete in you. You desire good things for me, far beyond anything I can ask for or imagine. I yield to your influence within me. Shape me, Lord. Mold me into your image, Jesus. I trust you. By your power that works in me, I am seeing your will accomplished in my life. I trust that what you want for me and want to do through me is satisfying and rewarding. I love your will for me. I move out of the way and I allow you to live through me. I am alive because you live through me. To you be all the glory in this temple that you are building for your glory. Amen and amen. Now, as I am quiet, I am reflecting on God's strength within me. I am drawing on His love for me, and I will now let my mind think about the areas I need wisdom. Your wisdom comes immediately. I will not choose confusion. I will choose to notice those passages, scriptures, and insights that rise from my heart because you are speaking within me. Now, as you receive insight and wisdom, it may sound like your own voice or feel like your own thought. But remember, if it is scriptural and applicable, it is from God. You are demystifying how you hear the voice of God. You are His sheep and you know His voice. Decide that in this moment you are hearing from God. Decide that that wisdom and insight that rises up associated with God's revealed word is from Him, and you can put it into practice as a disciple of Him. He lives within you, and He is leading you and guiding you into life and blessing. Set your intention now to write down the wisdom and instruction you received from Him. You may also have a step in mind, a plan of action already given to you that you can put into practice. If not, focus on that wisdom, that revelation, that insight that came to you, and ask for a step. What is one small thing I can do? As you make a regular, consistent practice of putting into action insight that you have received from God immediately after prayer, you become a more diligent and fruitful disciple. If you make this a consistent and disciplined way of prayer for you, you are no longer subjected to trying to decipher God's will from your external circumstances. Making this shift in prayer places emphasis on Christ within you and the function of His Spirit to lead you in a mature and fruitful way. You will no longer be moved by what you see. You'll be moved by the indwelling Spirit of God, and He will always move you into life and blessing for His glory. As we come to a close in this session, be sure to write down the insights that came to you. Look for a way to put them into practice and be consistent. Fill your heart and your mind with God's Word. As you hide the Word of God in your heart, He will use it to show you wisdom and insight and practical steps. Now, be intentional, be consistent, and move forward in every area of your life.